Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
Oh my God, people are texting in! Morning, you stupid idiot.
106.5, The End.
Here are the latest numbers we have this morning in regards to the coronavirus cases in our area. Just in the last 24 hours, Sacramento County had an increase of 156 confirmed cases, 116 new cases in Contra Costa County, in San Joaquin County, 248 new cases in the last 24 hours, Solano County, an increase of 63 cases, Placer County, 23 new cases in the last 24 hours, Yolo County, 42 new cases, 16 new cases in El Dorado County in the last 24 hours, and 243 new cases in Stanislaus County in the last 24 hours. Netflix has announced these are the shows that have been canceled by them, even though these shows are critically acclaimed and some of the best shows on Netflix. Number one is obviously Ozark.
Wait.
Yes.
Rain?
Yes.
What did you just say to me?
Ozark has been canceled on Netflix after four seasons. Yes. I've never seen Ozark, but I've heard it's a great show. I've heard from a lot.
Incredible.
Right. But it has been canceled. This is either the last season or the season that just wrapped up is the last one.
I am pissed.
Finish running through the list and then we'll address it.
Sure. Another one is The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
A lot of people like that show too.
Yeah. American,
yeah, but I mean, like, it was okay.
American Vandal.
I don't know that one.
Mystery, the reboot of Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Yeah, I knew that one got canceled. That's all right. We got enough out of that.
Katie liked the show Santa Clarita Diet. That's been canceled.
I know. I can't believe they canceled it like on such a cliffhanger.
Oh, that's the worst.
The biggest cliffhanger of all time.
Marvel's Luke Cage?
I haven't heard that one. Oh, yeah, that was one. I guess people liked it. I don't know.
Dead to Me? Dear White...
They canceled what? Dead to Me?
Dead to what? Me after three seasons. Canceled.
Wow.
What are you doing?
Yeah, Dear White People? Canceled
that
after
knew,
four
yeah.
seasons? One Day at a Time? Canceled after three seasons?
Is that a soap opera?
I guess. I don't know. A lot of these I've never seen. I guess I haven't deep dive into Netflix.
I'm glad you brought that up, Rain. Here's what I don't understand about Netflix. Well, there's a lot that I don't understand about Netflix, namely their whole business model.
Yeah, right.
How do they make money
with such?
I don't know.
By paying so much money for these shows.
Yeah.
I mean, they have inked multiple hundreds of millions of dollar deals with so many people. I don't know where they get their funding. It is a little suspicious. But I also don't understand what they consider to be a success and what they don't consider to be a success. Because there are shows on Netflix that I've never watched Ozark either, okay? But I know everybody that I know that has seen Ozark said it's one of those shows you just gotta watch. But for instance, they canceled that. Well, there's so many other Netflix productions that probably cost just as much And I'm not even talking about like, let's, because this is just more of what I am knowledgeable about. Let's just talk about the stuff that Netflix funds for kids. It's animation, but animation's not cheap. It's probably
not very expensive. It's shockingly inexpensive.
How could it possibly be? Well, you need teams of people and computers and all kinds of stuff.
Like, my cousin's an animator and she's worked on Netflix shows. The team of animators is sometimes like six people.
How do they crank out that much work?
They have to work really, really hard. They work very long. They don't have wardrobe. They don't have hair and makeup. They don't have location scouts. They don't even have cameramen.
I guess that's true. Okay, well but I still don't get it though. I still don't understand why Netflix cancels some shows but keeps other shows on that sometimes they're not even in English. Like, I don't even know like what's happening. Like, why is that show still on in its 15th season and something like Ozark gets canceled? I don't get it.
I don't get it. Is it that, like, did Jason Bateman in Ozark say, you know what, tap, tap, I'm done? Did he have another, like, contract conflict? I don't know. But it just seems wrong, and it's not what this world needs right now. And I think that is what we can all agree on.
So I started watching Designated Survivor, which was on ABC or something for two seasons, and then they did one season on Netflix, and then it got canceled. So it was like, and it really didn't even like end on a cancelable note. Like, it was
Not at all.
But why pick it up for just one season on Netflix?
It doesn't make any sense. What was funny is when that show went to Netflix, you could tell that they were trying to. They like were like, "Phew, we're not tied by." You know, the network guidelines, they couldn't stop saying the F word.
Right. Lots of swearing. And one of the last shows on this list is GLOW, which is the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
Which I watched the first season of, and I thought it was pretty good. It was pretty clever. And then I was over it.
Second season was bad.
So not clever enough.
Not clever enough. Did I see the second season? I don't even think I got into the second season. But I thought it was good, and I was like, okay. But I'm not going to miss it.
I couldn't stick around for the whole first season. And I really wanted to like that show. I don't like professional wrestling, but there were so many people that I really love on that show. Like, I've got a huge crush on Allison Brie. Oh, yeah, do I ever. She'll be my wife one day.
Has Netflix thought about merging Ozark with the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling?
Oh, now that is an idea.
Could that have saved both shows?
It could, and film the whole thing, then put it up and let Mystery Science Theater 3000 make fun of it.
Perfect.
We did it, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.